Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. A few weeks ago on Chip Chat, we had a great conversation with Oracle about a world record-breaking benchmark that was set utilizing a new solution by Oracle featuring Intel processors. As you know, memory technologies are a big part of driving world records, and we wanted to follow up on this story. I'm excited to have Sylvie Katavar, Director of Strategic DRAM Marketing for Samsung Semiconductor, with us today. Welcome, Sylvie.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison.
The topic today is about memory and green memory, but why don't you tell me first what you do at Samsung and what drives innovation within the memory sphere?
So I'm a director of strategic marketing at Samsung, and most of my focus has been around our memory technology, particularly what we call the green memory technology from Samsung. This is a technology that is known for its very low power profile, high density, high speed, low voltage, and is available in various capacities. The latest capacity that we offer are 32 gigabytes. So our focus is to provide insight to the end users in terms of the benefits, as well as work with our customers and partners to message the value proposition of these technologies and servers. And this is what led to also some discussions with our customer Oracle to look at how this technology benefits a number of benchmarks. And the result of the cooperation was also the great benchmark that we saw from Oracle.
So when you break this down, you know, we talk about the fact that there's more capacity within each system today. It really means that IT has to be more mindful about the memory configurations inside their systems, both from a performance standpoint and an energy efficiency standpoint, which gives us to our green topic. Can you talk a little bit about how IT should gauge the ROI on memory and how they should approach that energy efficiency?
A green memory is a combination of various levels of optimization. A first level of optimization has obviously been the architecture. We've gone from generation 2, which was the DDR2, to DDR3s. But within the DDR3 generation, what the various suppliers do is that there's one layer of optimization, which is the process node. Now, Samsung has been driving leadership and has had a head start in terms of driving the process node to the smallest geometry and being the first to drive that. Today, we're talking about the 30-nanometer class process node technology in production. And in October of last year, we even announced the 20-nanometer class solutions that we offer. So process node is a critical dimension in terms of optimizing the memory because the impact of it is threefold. One is it can address the voltage. We're also able by smaller geometries to go to lower voltages. And today 1.35 volt is one of the lowest voltage points that can be offered. The second is also the density. So we're talking about higher density components. So this allows us also to build higher density DIMMs. And the third is also that as we're going towards smaller geometries, in the case of memory, and thanks to the architectures that are being developed, we're also able to boost the performance. So we're talking today, for example, of 32 gigabyte LRDIMM solutions that can operate at 1.35 volts, and it can go as high as 1333 megabits per second. We have other scenarios where we're talking about 16-gigabyte solutions that go down as low as 1.5 volts, but can go up to 1600. So we have a variety of scaling opportunities. But this combination of process node, high speed, high density, and low voltage allows us to create what we call green memory.
Sure.
Putting this all together gives you an extremely energy-efficient solution, therefore reducing the power consumption of the overall memory that's being utilized, and obviously having an impact on the total cost of ownership.
When you look at what's going out into the marketplace, and we've got folks listening on the call, maybe looking at an Oracle solution for their own data center, what do you want to tell them in terms of making sure that they're getting the best memory configuration possible when they're actually writing up the RFP or planning a POC within their labs?
Well, the truth is, Allison, not all memories are created equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where, when you're dealing with higher density, higher capacity systems, there's considerations such as reliability, quality, overall capacity yield. So it is really important for an end user to also take a closer look at the memory. The amount of memory that's being utilized in these systems are growing. And as the cores are going to grow and the number of cores are going to increase, automatically there's going to be a correlation also with the amount of memory that's going to be growing in these systems. It is important to take a closer look at, well, who is the supplier in memory? What is their leadership position? Are they among the first to bring in technology? Are they among the first to qualify also with the leading partners? Therefore, we really encourage the IT users to take a closer look at the memory, to take a closer look at the suppliers, and make a smart choice about the solution that is efficient, that is high quality, high yield, and provides them a highly reliable system. And all this, of course, is also factoring in the standardization that is happening. JEDEC plays a role also in terms of providing a standard solution.
Mm-hmm.
Our position as a main leader is to make sure that we bring this solution first to the market and work with partners such as yourself to ensure that these solutions are in a high-quality position as they go into full production for the end user.
Fantastic. Sylvie, one final question. Where can folks go if they want to learn more about your memory solutions and particularly about the green memory we've been talking about?
We encourage you to go to www.samsung.com/greenmemory. And there you will see a variety of information that covers our broad spectrum of green memory technology.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. We'll look forward to having you on the show again soon.
Thank you very much, Allison, and looking forward to seeing you soon, too.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.